It's 1:57 on the 5th of May. I'm preparing this tape to record a conversation that I'm having between Jared Embick, the chief coach at the University of Akron soccer squad. I regret that I'm having to record this conversation so as to ensure that there is an accurate record of it. I'm extremely concerned that Coach Embick has reneged on an agreement that he had with me.
Could be better. We could get through this issue, I'm sure. Jerry, can we sort of sort out some ground rules about what we're going to say to each other, and hopefully if we can get through it without falling out and not arguing and so on and so forth? So, what I think is the best thing is that I don't really want to argue, and I don't want to listen to complaints about me or Louis and about whether or not I'm stepping in for him. So that's what I don't want to discuss. What I do want to talk about is the position that we're in. And can I just say one or two things, and then you can say what you want? First thing is, I believe that you've reacted to a poor spring for the programme, and I think you blamed a small section of your players. I've watched all three games that Louis played in. During the course of last week, I've showed those films to full-time professional coaches who coach at pro clubs in England. If necessary, they'll prepare scouting reports on what they saw. I'm worried that you've just finding a way of strengthening your squad by getting rid of two English boys. Now, I don't think, I'm not going to argue about this, I don't think your procedures for getting rid of players satisfy any standard that's appropriate in modern football. Yesterday in your email, you asked me what I want to happen. Well, what I want to happen is this. I want you to think again about about your commitment that you made to me in your email of the 31st of January. I want you to think about that, and I want you to award Louis the scholarship that you said he was going to get. I want you to tell him privately and publicly that he's in your plans, because if you don't do that, it's all right saying that, you know, you want him to stay, but you've made it plain to him that he's going to be a fifth choice starter. Now, I don't believe that the decision that you and your staff have come to can be judged against any evidence. You played him in 13 games last year. You awarded him a scholarship, and you've got rid of him based on 2.5 games when he's coming back from injury and he's not trained properly. Finally, the timing of your decision couldn't have been worse. You know he's going to have to find another college. I don't believe you've taken into account the fact he's English, the distances that's got to be covered, the time of year, and it's going to be impossible for him to find a top-ranked college. Now, if you're not prepared, Louis is loyal to Akron. If you don't change your mind, then I believe you've got an obligation to find him a division school that ranks as highly as Akron, or as close to as possible, that's capable of challenging for the NCAA title on similar terms to Akron. But in the meantime, he's going to remain there, and he will fight your decision to take away the scholarship. So that's the decision I've come to. Thank you. No, I don't forget that, Jared. And if that's the line you're going to take, then you're going to have to do the same for Sam Gameford, Souders, every single one of your charges. So I right. Okay. Well, okay. All right, good. Well, sorry to interrupt. I told you in the email yesterday that he was not going to the meeting until I'd spoken to legal advisers and people familiar with the NCAA rules, because I did not believe that that meeting was carried out in accordance with your pastoral duty to your students. And that's why... Well,